I'm currently writing about my first experience, encounter with a tarantula. Now, this is something my father had joked about. He'd said that if you're going to encounter some really huge insects and arachnids out there, Stephen, what are you going to do? Because you don't like these things, but they're going to be living out there with you in the Caribbean. And I remember that first experience. I woke up. I must have been busying myself, getting ready for work for about half an hour before I looked up, and it had just been sitting above me. There was a huge tarantula just sitting there on the wall. And I couldn't help but think that this tarantula must have crawled over me to get to where it was. So at night time, while I slept peacefully, this creature, this huge, as big as my hand, I'm talking here, crept over me and went up onto that wall right beside my head. So when I caught sight of it after half an hour of, doing my usual regular morning routine, I was shocked. I was horrified. I'd heard stories and seen geographical, what do you call them, documentaries, on this kind of wildlife, but to see one right there in front of me, as big as my hand, was definitely a memorable experience. Not as memorable as the second time I saw a tarantula. That was during hurricane season. I had candlelight, and against the wall, I saw a movement, a shadow. And this was just me, candlelight in the basement of a house, trying to get to sleep, and then I just saw this movement, this like this alien movement. But sorry, I'm digressing here. That's another story. This first time I saw a tarantula was definitely a shocker, and I just remember thinking to myself, I can't let this thing exist. As horrible as that might sound, I just said that it was just too alien to my senses. But it was a funny experience, and it's definitely something I'm putting in the book because just one of those anecdotes that makes it more real, and more human, because we all have, fears. And I think, fear of spiders is a very rational fear because it's got 8 legs and 8 eyes and covered in hair, truly repulsive. So yeah, it's a funny little story that I'm just adding in right now as I continue on in this exercise to relive and re-experience and write all this entire story down.